Yo, 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 what's poppin', what's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We here live on the Smith Express Show. You know what I'm saying? Been a crazy day. This episode right here is coming up. It's definitely dope, personal. Very, very important for those that's out here that might need help, advice, in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? I got some real important people on the line with me. I got Big Partner London, Big Partner Holland. What's good, my G's?
Hey, we in here, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to get y'all a little bit of information, you know what I'm saying? Keep it real with y'all.
Yeah, all day, every day. So look, let me ask y'all both this question. And like, just keep it 100-100, all right? Say if you engage to someone, right? And it doesn't work out. And it doesn't work out. Who keeps the engagement ring?
Well, me personally, I mean, if we were supposed to engage and you didn't want to, I guess, go through with it, because I'm assuming you're talking about from the female or guy perspective. Like, who do you want to go through with it?
No, I'm talking about, like, in general, like, if it doesn't work out in general, like, does the
woman... Like, mutual?
Yeah, like, does the woman gives back the ring, or does she keep it as a gift?
Well, if it's a mutual understanding, then, me personally, I let her keep the ring, but if it was some, like, extra on her end, then I'm like, hey, give my ring back. I ain't got time for this.
No, I agree on that. I feel like it depends on how it happened. Like, if it's somewhere, it's like a calm situation, you know, nothing major, you know what I'm saying? You know, keep the ring, you know, ain't nothing to it, but to do it. But, like, if it's, like, some high energy, you know what I'm saying, like, she go off and it's on her, like, social media or something like that, and you know what I'm saying? Everybody know it's like, all right, since you want to front, I'm gonna go ahead and eat that ring back. That's all me.
Hey,
yours.
I mean, hey, like no cap for me. I definitely feel like Shorty should up the ring. You got me fucked up. I swear to God, like I'm a definitely, you know what I'm saying? I'm going crazy. Shorty don't want to get back that ring. I'm reporting her to Section 8. You feel me?
Why are you thinking she on Section 8?
I swear to God. I'm telling all the people that live in that house, is 8 of them in a 2-bedroom. Full rent, 34.
Check the bag. You got male clothes in the back of the closet and shit. Trying to get kicked out.
I swear to God, I'm telling everything. You got me fucked up. And I'm telling the people in Link. I'm telling the truth about the Link and everything. Keep that ring if you want to. Because, like, what's the average price for a ring?
Well, a lot of women that I've met, I mean, but I also try to not associate with low-value women or women with low integrity. A lot of them, for me, say, like, $5,000 for, like, an engagement ring.
Five stacks is a lot.
I swear to God it is.
But that's just, like I said, it depends on the level of the female. Like, you got one of these hood rats, she might be like, go to Walmart.
True. Hey, them rings do look convincing, though.
Them glass rings?
I swear to God.
I don't know about 5 stacks. I'll give you a couple. I'll give you like two. I think two is a decent little price for, you know what I'm saying? Pink ring, you know. It ain't too cheap, ain't nothing major. Like, 5, I think that's a little too high, you know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion.
True.
That's true, but I don't like one of these YouTubers, like Unghetto Matthew, roll up on me and be like, is this diamond real? And then you gotta have to ride the jewelry and shit.
What engagement ring?
I swear to God. Hey, that shit real. So look, hey, let me ask you this. Say if you're in a relationship, right, and Shorty got 5 kids, a whole 5-piece spicy. You feel me?
None of yours.
None is mine. And you hungry, and you go in there with food just for her. I mean, just for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, who fault is that? Like, is it on you to buy everybody meals?
Look, hold on now. I'm not walking in with food if I know it's 5 up in there. I'm eating in the car, you know what I'm saying?
Including her, though, because it's 5 kids and her, so that's 6 people.
You feel me? I'm talking about, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and somebody, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like just in general, though, like, do you think it's okay to walk in there thinking you finna just eat something? But look, though,
Man, well, I mean, you make your kids, fuck them kids. I mean,
what am I gonna do? Hey, I swear to God.
Saying like it ain't your responsibility. There's like five kids that ain't yours. It ain't technically your responsibility to take care of them kids. Now I understand some people feel like if you talk to somebody with kids, you should understand the situation. But at the same time, they should too. They should understand. They should have chose better. And I'm about to eat this, you know what I'm saying, 4-piece nugget and these fries by myself. Shit, it is what it is.
Hey, true, but hey, but no cap though. Like, hey, if I do have to go back out, they split in the Happy Meal. I swear to God, each of them getting four fries
a
piece.
You get a fry.
I swear to God, it's like six fries per person. You feel me?
I mean, look, don't it come with like five nuggets? So then you go, everybody get a nugget and only a couple fries, and y'all didn't be decent.
I think it's six piece, so yeah, I guess the mom get one too.
I swear to God.
They hook you up and give you an extra one. Now you got seven. The mom get two. You know what I'm saying?
I swear to God. Hey, that shit real though. I mean, so,
that's right.
But hey, like, but even with females in general, bro, like, y'all, like, it's crazy how the value of vagina has went down.
I wouldn't say the vagina value have went down because you got too many dudes simping still, and it's a lot of dudes who worship women too much still. So they're so, like, I don't even know the word to use, but they want not vagina so much. Maybe some of them dudes are not like high value, I guess it was considered socially high value guys, and they want vagina so much, they willing to pay females on OnlyFans just to look at their bath or drink their bath. Like, it's crazy. and that's crazy. So there's no way the value went down if dudes are paying the stacks. No. Like, some chick on OnlyFans literally, like, paid her rent up for like a year because dudes donated so much money to OnlyFans just to watch her, like, toes.
You stupid. Hey, but that's real though. But you know what I'm saying? Like meaning when I mean like value, like, you remember back in the day, like, in order to even look at the pussy or even, you know what I'm saying, be around it or smell it, you had to wait 90 days and you had to dedicate love songs. You feel me? Nowadays, boy, these girls going for a fucking jerk meal, you feel me? Some jerk chicken.
A Happy Meal.
I think that was more of a old school thing, though, because you got to consider, too, that sometimes you had to meet parents and shit like that. So
yeah.
You know, shotgun weddings, is where mother, like, had to meet the parents grill a motherfucker. And you like, damn, if I play her, I got to deal with her dad, her brother, her cousin.
Man, but nowadays, women going for $40, bro.
Yeah, they don't have no value in themselves. I would argue less than 40, but...
I swear to God. But that's what I'm saying. Like, the value of vagina, like, it was never a price like that. You know what I'm saying?
Man, it depends on where you was at. Because, like I said, anytime you go to the hood, it's not like you got to spend more than a dollar meeting for some pussy, but...
That's real.
Everyone wants something more high value.
I'm saying, like...
I feel like it's less excitement, like... Because before, it's like, hey, I wonder what it looked like. And now I can just go Google, like, oh, it's right there. Like, is it...
Shorty didn't put her shit all on... You know what I'm saying? Like, it was no OnlyFans back then, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like real talk, like, hey.
Got all of neck, just Titty Tuesdays. I'm like, hey.
Yeah. Hey, but.
It just seemed like back then, it was like, I'm going from OnlyFans. Like, back then, it was like, I'm trying to be an only man.
Like, I swear to God.
I'm trying to be sharing the bitch with the whole internet.
I swear to God, bro. That's real shit, G. And it's like, who do you think is to blame for? Like, even, like, who was the first thought to come to America? What year did she travel?
Yeah. I don't know if you're on the first thought, but, because I'm just like, well, I don't know about the black community. Technically, she would probably have to be native, because that's who was there first.
Damn. Like, cause like, hey, when you look at it though, bro, like back in the day, like there was no other way for female to pay their debt. You know what I'm saying? But to throw some cat at a nigga. You know what I'm saying?
They had the brothels and shit.
Real yeah, shit. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying?
Game of Thrones type shit.
You snap. Nigga, so, you know what I'm saying? They definitely had coochie coupons back then.
Not the coupon,
boys. I swear to God. But buy two, get one free. He said smash twice. Smash the third one for free. I already know. It had to be something, though, like, especially, like, in the caveman era. You know what I'm saying? When them niggas used to walk around swinging bats with nails in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is crazy. That shit crazy.
On me. No, I feel you on that one. I just feel like, I feel like a lot of, especially younger women are like, well, why would I actually get a real job when I can just go to OnlyFans and make, like, bread off just showing my feet? You know what I'm saying?
On me. And, like,
I ain't knocking them. That's they love. The hustle, do what you gonna do.
Facts, right. That's what I'm saying. We never judging. You know what I'm saying?
No, right. Hey, do what you gonna do. They paying for it. Cause think about it. If dudes weren't paying for it, they wouldn't be able to get away with it. You feel me? Or whoever paying for it, right? But mostly dudes. Let's be real.
Mostly dudes. Yeah, I'm about to say maybe so a few dykes in there who want to be men, but that's about it.
You stupid, G. Nah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy, though, like, how times didn't change, though, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas used to sing outside on the corner. You feel me? Snapping their fingers. I swear to God, like, now, it's just, hey, what's your Snapchat? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you got Snap?
I swear.
Well, you can't get a number no more nowadays. You mostly get Snap and Instagram, not sell a number.
I swear to God, bro. And it's like, you used to have to convince a chick to sleep with you. Now it's like, yo. It's crazy.
You ain't lying. It was like
convince the
bitch.
I swear to God, bro. Like, you used to have to spit game. Like, you used to have to a scripted game to get some, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta lick your lips and get the lies going, and then you had to actually put in that work.
I swear to God, G. Yeah, real talk.
Kind of adjust your game based on how the girl act or look or some shit. Like, okay, she got the red hair. Okay, what scripts are these over here?
I swear to God. I feel that. Real shit, like.
I feel that because I feel like nowadays it's so damn easy. You just fucking around and walk outside and trickle in some pussy.
I swear to God. It's that easy, G. Hey, paying the right bill will make any chick single.
On
me, no matter what the age is, if you pay a bitch phone bill or a student loan bill for the month, she going.
Oh, for sure, without a doubt.
You feel me? Like, you pay for her student books, her school books, she going.
That day, come on, one time you out of class.
I swear to God. Hey, that's real shit, but it's crazy though. Like, back in the day, you used to have to go crazy with a food stamp book. You feel me? Hey, that shit crazy. So, hey, look, you know what I'm saying? But we all travel the states, you know what I'm saying? Left the country or whatnot. Who do you think has the most easiest woman?
America, by far. The westernized women are way easier than any other country because in other countries, that whole phase gets you stoned to death on national television.
Hey, I swear to God.
Put them on a stage like, hey, everybody, such and such, show her hair follicles.
Hey, I swear to God.
Like, you gotta think about it. They got places you can't go. They would be like, oh, you show your face, you would get your ass wiped the fuck up. Let alone your whole body.
I swear to God.
They'd have been lit, making a stallion on fire.
Cardi B would have been got assassinated.
Instantly.
I swear to God.
Because if you think about, like, even, like, if you think about a lot of the women who our attention, like, oppressed and, like, can't do a lot of that stuff. They get over to America and their parents are like, well, we're not going to be, like, old-fashioned, you know, where we came from. Y'all could pretty much have the American dream type, you know, way of living. And they just go bonkers. Like, they just go
everything. They don't even know how to handle that shit.
That's crazy.
It is because some of them, I see why they be hiding, because they be digging in a bowl of oatmeal. So I can see why they be hiding. Man, they get out. It's a wrap, bro. They go crazy.
On me, but yeah. Hey.
But I think the westernized mindset also makes people feel so free that they just can do the fuck they want to do without any consequences, which is why a lot of people do shit they do out here. Because if you think about it, nowadays, they got a lot of them nowadays, well, I'm taking back my femininity, maybe basically by being a bust down. How that's taking it back, I don't know, but that's their ideology.
That's real talk. But hey, you want to know what else I think is crazy? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, like, I ain't even on no judging type tip, but you know what I'm saying? Remember back in the 90s, women had so much to look up to. You know what I'm saying? Natural beauty, no, you know what I'm saying? No breast implants or anything. But it's like,
oh,
now,
yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Now it's 2020. Like, who do the women got to look up to? There's no Lauryn Hill. There's no Queen Latifah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, we're just talking about the black community then. Well, it's definitely a big difference because you got to think about the chicks who are the standard of beauty for the longest have been basically non-black women, which is typically white for the most part. Then you have all these white women who are getting breast implants and stuff to look black, which is kind of weird because it's like, for us being natural, we have to always adjust ourselves to go to workplaces and things like that. But then these women are adjusting themselves to look like us or our women and shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, but that's for all, you know what I'm saying, right? I think the all races, like, one race is inspired by the next, though, you know? But, like, it's just, like, I'm talking about, like, as far as, like, a role model, like, somebody to look up to in general. Like, Megan Thee Stallion ain't no role model, you feel me? Talking about some WAP.
Yeah. WAP, right.
It depends on
what your personality is,
you know? You might Megan Thee Stallion, but you know, other than that, I don't tell you.
Like, real talk, like when you look at it though, like, you know what I'm saying, like, there's nobody to say, hey, keep your clothes on, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, inspire, you know what I'm saying, respect yourself type thing, like, women right. aren't, like, you know what I'm saying, hey, but that's the difference though between R. Kelly music and Chris Brown music. R. Kelly music made you want to have love. Chris Brown music make you want to strap up twice. You know what I'm saying? Kels made you want to put a have sex without rubbers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And Chris Brown make you want to strap up twice, G. It's too many diseases out here. I swear to God, G. But Kels, though, he'll put you in the mood to make you want to do some shit you ain't even know you could do.
I'm
upside
down.
I
swear to
God. Hey, that's crazy though. Like, even music though, in general has changed. Like hip hop. Like, how you feel about the way hip hop has changed from the bars, the masculine. You know what I'm saying?
Metaphors.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying. But even the image wise, like the whole masculinity, okay. Like you had to look like a man to spit bars and all that, you feel me? Now,
I'm gonna keep it like this. I like to separate, you know what I'm saying, the church from the state. So, like, I know rap, I like to separate rap and hip-hop. Hip-hop being, like, the culture, rap being, like, the child of the culture, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you be like, oh, yeah, these new rappers and stuff, I'm like, I feel like they kind of got their own lane, whereas, like, I consider, like, like, for instance, one of my favorite MCs, what I like to call MCs, not, like, just rappers, Lupe, you know what I'm saying? That's my dude. Most new age rappers, those new age people ain't really listening to Lupe like that.
Yeah.
True. They listen, but it's, like, because
all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I don't say, oh, yeah, Lil Uzi or, like, an MC. I don't say, like, Lil Yachty an MC. I'm like, oh, they just rappers.
Yeah.
But, like, I say, like, oh, like, Nas, Cassie, or somebody—them like MCs. I don't call it like just like, oh, they just rappers. I don't think that's like one and the same. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I look at it.
I do agree with that. Also, I think too, it's like what you about, because it seems like these days music is just about feeling good. It ain't really about bars and metaphors no more. Like, as long as the beat gets you jumping and crunk, that's all motherfuckers want, really. And you ask me.
That's facts, though. That's facts. Yeah. But that
beat, though.
You like, but he didn't say anything. He just... A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Like, he didn't even, like, actually have a song.
Right.
But the beat was cold.
Like, you know what I'm talking about? But I'm talking about, like, even, like, you see so many doing the R&B hip-hop. Like, I like, the R&B rappers. Like, it's crazy, like, how R&B rappers are more popping than R&B singers.
Oh, it's like Drake style? Or...
Yeah, like the Drake, the auto-tune, Lil Durk sound.
Yeah, that auto-tune made everybody a motherfucking singer. It's like, bruh.
T-Pain the God.
For 2 seconds, and we gonna... sound like a broken record and shit.
You snap. Hey, I swear to God. Hey, and right, and that's another thing. I think that today's hip-hop lack identity. Like, so many people sound like the next man that you don't know who's who when you hear them.
Oh, I think there are a few people who got their own identity. I don't think no one can emulate 21 Savage.
Hey, I fuck with 21. I ain't gonna hold
you.
I fuck with
him. I don't think too many dudes can emulate him and his rap style, how he do it. Closest thing you're gonna get to that is probably Migos, but most of their songs sound like a giant ad lib. So don't hear sound like
snap.
That'd be like the whole song.
Hey, I swear to God. Hey, you snap, G. But I mean, to each his own, though, you know what I'm saying?
But no, that's what people were looking for, though. They ain't looking for somebody to be spinning bars no more. That was like early 90s, really, if you think about it. Like, once the 2000s hit, rap just became more of a fad, if anything, because now everybody's the hottest rapper. Like, that's everybody's true. Die line.
You snap.
you got some new school rappers that, like, that's kind of got that 90s flow. Like, of course, you got J. Cole, Kendrick, and all them.
Oh, yeah.
There
was another
younger
dude who I heard
Corday,
recently that was
called. YBN, well, I don't know if his name is still YBN, but Corday, he decent too, you know what I'm saying? He got his little song going on. That's just off the top of my head. I don't really know any other ones that's really spitting, like, storytelling and kind of, you know what I'm saying, metaphors and stuff like that, but I definitely rock with them, though.
Yeah.
It's very true in between, and then you got the, like, the underground, but, like, I'm more mainstream. Nah, it's not really a lot really out there that's with the bars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think there's so many people with bars like that no more in the mainstream.
True. Right, that's what I'm saying. If it is, it's, like, little to none. It's probably, like, 12% left.
Yeah. I'm about to say, they're probably not the ones getting this much push, if you think about it, too.
Wait, hold on. Hey, look. I understand, like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all definitely busy. You know what I'm saying? This is the last question before we even wrap this up. And I think this is a big question. Which is more influential to have someone do something negative? Hip hop or video games?
I would argue hip hop. I think people are more conscious that video games are actually video games. Hip hop, people are spitting what people believe is real life, so therefore people will try to emulate more real life shit than they would, because no one thinks they're gonna be on some Call of Duty shit and respawn somewhere once they get killed. They know that once they get killed, it's over.
but to me, I would have to say video game, because video games actually shows you how to grab and load a gun and reload it and pointed, and you know what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing to talk about it, but to actually see it and manually do it one-on-one, it's kids that know how to shoot a gun through video games. Look, like,
you know, but you don't have less deaths through video games you would through living through a certain lifestyle, fam. People emulate hip-hop to the point where they believe that they the rapper they living their life through. Like, one of us probably believe they really Jay-Z who try to go sell crack to his community on some shit, like crazy shit like that. I don't think video games really got people doing shit like that. You have to hear really, like, the Xbox killer or anything like that But you know, motherfuckers. But I'm just saying, but you know, motherfuckers are literally who believe in that rap game so tough that they go join Blood Gang because Tekashi 6ix9ine, which Lord knows, and be out in the white ghost master shit.
I'm saying, but when you look at the video games like Call of Duty and all that, like the numbers that they get for buyers and you know what I'm saying, people literally spend their whole day in front of a TV playing video games. You know what I'm saying? Thumbs
yeah, but
sore.
I still don't think it incites violence more than a rapper. And you know how many people probably join Blood Gang just because of Tekashi? Niggas probably were joining the shit out of Blood Gang.
I'm saying, but I'm saying, like, when you look at these active shooters and bombers, like, video games show you how to make a bomb. You know what I'm saying? How to up a banger.
Game,
You know what I'm saying? Like, it showed, like, them Call of Duty, all them fighting war games, 007, GoldenEye, like, come on, G.
I agree that a lot of games show you different things, but I'm pretty confident most of them people probably learned that shit in their neighborhood. Most of them, like, we'll say, even if you look at the white dudes, most white kids know how to shoot a gun by, like, 7 through Boy Scouts or their parents. They shooting rifles, shooting 3 blocks down, can knock a dime off a fence.
Right,
just because their parents showed them how to do it.
Right,
but I don't think it's really video games on that one. I honestly think that
come on, bro, that Call of Duty headshot, people doing headshots, bro, like it's nothing, bro. Like, video games definitely play a part in people knowing, like, cause you know what I'm saying. Like, people learn hands on better than they do just by word of mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, even those, like, when school, like, people.
Yeah, but
succeeding.
Hands on, you have to be physically doing it, and I would argue that.
Right, and video games.
The hip-hop scene puts you at a certain frequency as far as, like, how the music makes you vibrate to actually think, to actually go out and do some shit.
But
video games, you just playing it on the screen.
Right, but it's right there in front of you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it shows you literally how to, you know what I'm saying, how to do something. And it's like, especially when you play online, them little kids, them little 8, 9, like they be dead serious, bro. They be locked in serious. You know what I'm
now,
saying?
That's the thing, though. If one of them kids decided they was going to do some extra shit, it's because they already had issues outside the game in the first place. Because typically, you get a kid, somebody who rage quit in a video game, so they have a lack of emotional control. And clearly, their parents not doing their job in the first place if the kid is that angry with a video game. Notice it's like basically fiction. And it's a fucking video game.
Right,
so
but I'm saying,
like, and you're going to go outside and kill somebody, then, bro, you should have been put in some type of mental institution and or had counseling, because something outside of that video game is the source of your anger, not only the video game. So,
but I'm saying,
lack of control.
Right, but I'm saying, though, like if you kill someone right now on a video game and y'all in a group chat, it'll be the youngest boy to scream and say something extremely harsh and racist towards you, more so than listening to an old Master P song.
I would agree. I don't think Master P was like negative. I would consider a lot of his music very negative, though. I would argue that, like,
Master
if
P,
you're talking nowadays, a lot of these dudes talking about killing somebody. Like, you got Chief Keef. Come on, man. All his songs got bang bang ad libs in every single song.
Right, but I'm saying, though, but look at his predecessor, like, people that was before him, that's people that's been around him, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these people only talk about guns and know about guns, is because, like, and if they rap it in, it's because of video games. They talk about guns that, like, I'm a real shooter, and the only time they ever shoot shit is on 007 or Call of Duty or...
Yeah, but a lot of niggas be lying, too. But I don't think it's a video game that made them do it. I think that the motherfuckers get pressured into living up to a lifestyle that they rap about.
No, I'm talking about, like, bro, like, if people talk about specific guns that they know they can't get their hands on, they only know about that gun is because of the video games that they played.
Well, that and somebody around them, or they just Google some guns and shit, because motherfuckers can Google that shit, too. So it's not like they don't have internet to know what a gun is, or, oh, man, this is a Scorpion 51.
But I'm saying, though, but the video game is right there to show you the details, how many bullets needed, what type of bullets is, you know what I'm saying? Like, the video games is
oh, no, video games are unrealistic, because they be having, like, 200 bullets in a chamber in them book games, so I don't know about that one, but
I would
You
argue
don't see them extend those?
The mindset to actually go out and do something. I would argue rap has a bigger influence on the mindset to actually go out and do something. Now, do video games probably teach you about guns and stuff, depending on what video game it is? I can argue Call of Duty probably would do that.
But I'm saying, but it's so many other shooting games, like, and the thing is, it's like, when you look at hip-hop listeners and album sales and this, that, and the third, compared to actually people that's going out and buying video games, I definitely think that people, you know what I'm saying, even with the prices, like, of a hip-hop song is 99 cents. People buying millions and millions of video games at $60 a pop, like, it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's definitely more influential, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you learn more through video games?
I don't
games?
Know, because them rappers be making, like, fucking going diamond in, like, a week. So, we gotta consider that, too, though.
But I'm saying, but hip, like, that's country music that sells like that. Hip-hop music never sold like that. You know what I'm saying? It's only, like, a handful of rappers that ever went diamond.
Went diamond. More of them go platinum, but, yeah. I was just more exaggerating, but I'll give you that argument.
Yeah, like, but I'm saying, like, when you look at it, and it's like, with the video games, like even Grand Theft Auto, like, Grand Theft Auto teaches you how to do theft, like, car theft. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You like, I don't think no hip hop songs breaks down how to do something as harsh as the way they see on a video game.
And I do agree, but I don't see people having, like, Grand Theft Auto was the hottest game for, like, a couple of years. It was Grand Theft Auto 3 was one of the hottest games back in the day. You got San Andreas at one point. Then you had 5, which is the one everybody still currently play online with multiple people now, because you run over people every day, like other people. I've never seen somebody say, I sold this car because of Grand Theft Auto.
Bro.
Like, you don't see people robbing cars for Grand Theft Auto. Most people who stealing cars have been doing that shit forever anyway, outside of video games. So I don't know if I would argue video games are more influential than rappers, but you're talking about actively going doing things. I think that, like I said, music makes you vibrant at a certain frequency that makes you have a certain mentality. And then if you want to live up to a certain type of lifestyle because you like that music, you're going to go out and do some dumb shit. That's why niggas sometimes join gangs. That's why, because I mean, it ain't gangs in motherfucking video games, but you see a bunch of them people joining gangs and going out and doing a drive-by on somebody. And it ain't because of Grand Theft Auto, because they got to prove themselves and live up to a certain lifestyle, and they want to be slanging this drugs, and they want to be doing all this extra shit. And most of that shit come from music.
Right, but when you look at it, though, like, to be joining a gang and all that, like, 9 times out of 10 is the neighborhood that they live in that made them want to, you know what I'm saying, that made them join the gang.
And that's where they're
going
to have access to guns at, and that's where they're going to have access to doing something ignorant as fuck, because they're trying to eat. I'm trying to eat out here.
Right, but no, hey, what was that one protest the little boy just recently, you know what I'm saying, and I forgot where he was at, but he walked around with that rifle, and the people and the group of people pointed that he had just shot and killed someone. You know what I'm talking
about? Oh, is it white dude? That's what you're talking about.
Right, like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think he learned that specifically from a Jeezy song. You know what I'm saying?
It'll be obviously not from video games either, though. That might have just been some shit. Like I said, a lot of them non-black kids be learning shit from their goddamn parents.
Like, nah, I that is from video games, bro. Like,
their parents talking about shoot rifles and shit. I don't know about when it comes to non-black people how that works. I would argue with black people, I would argue that it's the neighborhood and their environment.
Right, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't trying to bring race involved, but, like, you know what I'm saying?
I wasn't trying to either, but I'm just saying that there is a difference, though, if you look at it from a realistic point of view. Because you got, like, a lot of white kids who learn very early how to shoot guns. Not necessarily saying they're out to shoot people, because a lot of people hunt and things like that. Black people don't hunt and shit like that.
But I'm saying, though, like, even as far as, like, to know how to hold and, like, a lot of white people, like, you know what I'm saying, especially in today's era, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like, especially the ones that I know, and I could be wrong, but, like, as far as that, like, I don't see them sitting them at home, like, hey, this is how you do that. This is how you lock and load. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's more so the video game that teaches more than just a parent. You know what I'm saying? More than what a parent will tell them. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe that could be true, but a lot of them I know like go hunting and stuff with their parents. Parents got military backgrounds, so their dad might show them, like, just in case somebody break in the house or something. So that's to the best of my knowledge. I don't know too. Like I said, I don't know too many people who have incited violence based on video games. Other than I guess some people who get mad online and rage quit and cursing everybody out, calling them all type of racist stuff. But I would still argue that rap would incite more violence than an actual video game, or just the energy that rap gives you.
Even to pinpoint or to put the microscope on it, who do you think rap wise is that influential?
It seems like all the rappers in Chicago seem to incite that shit because all of them niggas keep getting shot all recently.
Drill rap is literally like really violent. I would debate. No, for real. Like, was it King Von? Just recently died.
I just seen that.
Is he considered real? He might be considered real. Pop Smoke, he not from Chicago, but like Pop Smoke did a drill music and he just died.
And another dude in Florida too that just died. He was found in the back of like his trunk or something that just got shot and killed. I can't think of his name.
I would say drill, like the drill rap is bang bang inside.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But, like you know what I'm saying? As far as, like, showing and teaching someone hands-on on what a gun is and what it look like. Because, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, no matter what the race is, it's like, you know what I'm saying, do come from broken homes. You know what I'm saying? And if their parents are there, like, their parents are not teaching them shit. You feel me? And it's
all
like...
All lives matter on me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, and that's why I say, like, video game. And it's like, people go to video games for a lot of... To, you know what I'm saying, to relieve stress or to, you know what I'm saying, like...
Right, but that's the thing, though. Like you said, you go to video games to relieve stress, so I doubt they're actively doing something in real life over a video game where they can just do it on a video game, don't go to jail, and pretty much get away, I guess they can get away with it from that standpoint.
No, I'm talking about, like, but like, if it ever came down to it, and it's like, you know what I'm saying, like, if they ever get put in a position, you know what I'm saying, they would know how to do it from playing the video games more so than a rap music, you feel me?
They would know how to do it maybe from a video game. I don't know, see, what I'm saying is I don't know if video games really, like, go in detail about how to actually reload a gun,
yeah,
put a certain type of clip in a certain gun. I mean, they show you on a video game when you're doing it, but I don't know if it's, like, in detail enough that a kid would just know how to do it off a video game. That, I would argue, I don't know.
Then, like, bro, like, all those first-hand shooting games, bro, like they literally, I don't think that it skips a beat on how to load, how to shoot, how to aim, how to point. You know what I'm saying?
I would debate, just kind of, like, play devil's advocate on both sides, that the hip-hop music can influence you to want to do it, but the video game can give you a visual. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
I wouldn't necessarily say one or the other. I would say the game work in tandem. And when combined can be like truly devastating for people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely. And that's what I'm saying, like games like Grand Theft Auto where it is combined, like, you know what I'm saying, the hip hop and the video games of harsh reality, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? It could definitely mess somebody up. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, bro, like, if you put a gamer and you say, hey, go do this, or, you know what I'm saying, act out on how to rob or steal or break into a car, they going to know how to do it, bro, just on the strength. You don't think so?
I would have to see that one in action myself. But I don't know. Like, I do think that, like you said, a video game probably could show you how to do it. But at the same time, I don't think it would make you want to go out there and necessarily physically do it in real life. I do think that, like he said, too, as well, like, yeah, you might get the visual from the actual video game, whereas you don't get it from the rapper, but... As far as wanting to go out and do it, you might want to go out and do it because you want to be like a favorite rapper. Or you want to prove yourself. Or, you know what I'm saying?
I
think that's where it varies at. Because if I want to do something, I'm not going to do it because of a video game. But if I hear my favorite rapper be like, I sold 40 million bags in a week. Nigga, I'm about to go out sell them.
True. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I like, you know what I'm saying? And I definitely agree with you saying, though, as well. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to get you guys' point of view.
Yeah, because I think this, the rappers actually live from a realistic point of view because you live, like you said, a lot of us were broken home, especially in the black community. So when you hear a rapper who lived in, like, a same type of community we come from, talk about what he did and how he made it out, or what he did, like, in the community for ourselves and all this stuff, I think that would incite you to do it more than an actual video game.
Yeah. I mean, but not even just the black community of, you know what I'm saying, broken homes, because, like, you know what I'm saying, all races have their fair share.
I'm not saying only the black people. I'm only speaking for black people because I am black. I can't really speak as much for white people and other races. I'm saying a lot of us do come from broken homes. Therefore, a lot of the rappers that they hear who come from just the same situations typically influence their behavior.
But, you know what I'm saying, like, video games can't have that same type of influence. But I get what you're saying, though, bro. Real shit. I definitely get what you're saying. Because, you know what I'm saying, like, I ain't even going to stunt. Like, those that are influential in hip-hop, like, they definitely are influential. Like, Tupac, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Thug Life. And I feel like, you know what I'm saying, like, Thug Life had a specific meaning, but just the name alone set black people back more than it helped, you know what I'm saying? Than the actual meaning, what it was meant for us. You know what I'm saying? Tupac.
I was going to say, and I think that too, it even though how big the rapper was too, you got somebody like Tupac talking about Thug Life, and he had a following, because remember, he kind of, I mean, in my opinion, he kind of went backwards, in my opinion. Because he was like bringing levels together, and all of a sudden he went back. In my opinion, he went backwards. But then you got him saying Thug Life and all that other shit, beat people up in Las Vegas. So it's like now the following who already followed him for other stuff, that they're gonna do it too.
I'm already knowing, but you know what I'm saying. But you know who else was influential? I think in hip hop, 50 Cent.
Oh yeah, that Miniman had a lot of people with their feelings.
And they ain't never had an enemy or nothing in their life. Niggas used to get mad cause they ain't, you feel me? Thomas said, he got hit like I got hit, but he ain't fucking breathing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, that was hot. That was hot.
On
yeah,
me,
man,
like.
Man, wish death on me. Mothers ain't had nobody even looking in direction, but how far all these niggas wish death on
them. I swear to God, G, real shit. Like, I ain't even gonna stunt like 50. Man, 50 had niggas going, G. Like, sending niggas off. Everybody was dissing each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy.
You thought somebody had something against you. They don't like me. Like, bro, nobody even said that.
I swear to
God. I don't know your name. I don't.
This is crazy how, like, you know what I'm saying? How influential hip-hop is in general, though.
I think it make you vibrate a certain type of way, and that's what get people. Especially if you're not somebody who's like, if you're not conscious of yourself, or you're not like more or less like if you're not solid within yourself, I think you get influenced easier by hip hop and stuff and other outside forces.
I agree. Like even the way we dress, you know what I'm saying? Like when hip hop shifted from baggy clothes to more fitted and tighter clothes, it definitely showed, you know what I'm saying? It showed.
Shit, fitted my ass, that shit tight as fuck nowadays.
I swear to God, folk ain't even
put. That shit ain't fit is where you can still have enough room for your ball sack. Nowadays, niggas is going to sister closet like, hey,
sister,
let me wear your pants.
I swear to God, dude. Hey, motherfucker used to go crazy though, G. Like, remember, like, even shopping back then, you had to have twice the size. You know what I'm saying? Like, you
sure be like a triple X. You be like only a medium.
I swear to God, bro. Pan sagging crazy.
Yeah, that's sag shit. Even though, I think that shit should phase out after you, like, out of high school, in my opinion. A lot of people still kind of did it, but, I mean, you ask me, that shit shouldn't even last it outside of high school for most of these grown-ass niggas.
Oh, yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, but you got people twice our age that's still stuck in that era. You feel me? That's still, that's up and down that they was in NWA. Like, they was around Ice Cube. You feel me? I swear to God. Niggas act like they was with Public Enemy.
That's true. And I don't know how that's even smart for some states. Like, if you think about it, like, niggas in Chicago, can't help you very much with no ass is cold because it's fucking like zero below outside and you got all the snow and shit.
That's real talk.
So I don't know how that was even smart for certain states.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, especially Minnesota. I know it get cold in Minnesota, though.
Oh, it be cold as a motherfucker up here. Shit, your soul be freezing this shit.
I swear to God. Hey, like, that's how it is in Detroit. Like, I remember one time being on the east side of Detroit. We went inside a house. It was warm as shit. And then, like, soon as we
back out, and then there's ice cubes.
I swear to God, Jesus, and that shit crazy. Man. But, hey, though, yo, hey, it was definitely an honor for y'all to be on my show. You know what I'm saying? Big up to, you know what I'm saying, Dr. Holland, Deacon London. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, definitely a dope episode. You feel me? Shout out to iHeartRadio. Shout out to TuneIn Radio, Pandora. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really going, you know what I'm saying? We all came a long way, yo, and I'm definitely proud of y'all. Real shit.
You know what I'm saying? Word, bro. You came a long way, too. I'm about to say, I remember back, you just stocking groceries at a grocery store.
I swear to God, G. I was just about to say that Ultra Food shit on the first of the month. God. Hey.
That ain't even open no more, is it?
Nah, it's only a couple. It's only a couple left. But you remember on the first, they used to make millions on the first, bro.
Oh, most deaf. Most deaf.
I'm talking about pushing carts was so harsh. It's like, it was hard to keep them carts in there.
Oh, God, you struggle like a motherfucker to keep carts in there. My customers complain and tell us, ain't no damn carts.
Right,
like,
they all in the store.
Goddamn it,
shit. I swear to God. Hey,
it could be like an hour of no motherfuckers coming in grabbing shit for a second.
I swear to God, bro. Like, that shit used to be crazy, especially on them hot summer days. It was no shade out there, and you still had to push them carts.
And they didn't even provide no water or pops or nothing.
Man, for real. That shit crazy, man. But them with the Ultra Foods days, though. Shout out to
Ultra. I guess you say the good old days, you know, good old days wouldn't even have to. Like, as good as people think they was.
Man, bro. That shit crazy. And it seemed like it was just yesterday, though.
It do. And it's been about, shit, then 10 years?
Nah, 13.
Yeah, it has been a while.
07.
Oh, it was. Yeah, you right. Damn.
that shit real. Man.
That was back when we was on the Dub Jump. Yep.
I swear to God. Hey, real shit. Hey, when we used to record, everybody had to be quiet in the room. Like, you couldn't say shit.
Oh, God. Remember we used to go to
have
a video recorder and go to stores and interview people.
Wild and out, bro. I swear to God, bro. Hey, some of that shit's still on the internet. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was looking back through your YouTube channel, seeing some shit from like 10 years ago. I was rolling.
Gee, that shit.
I was like, we was crazy.
Like, yo, I swear to God, like, literally, like, what was we on, though, bro? We used to go so hard with that shit. And you remember, motherfucker used to really believe that microphone worked.
It definitely didn't have no type batteries, no type nothing.
I swear to God, no charger report, no charger port, no nothing.
I mean, the bit don't work, but that mic was definitely dead as hell.
I swear to God, you seen the cut, the little mice chewing through the cord and everything. And folks still was, you know what I'm saying? My folks still trying to sing on that bitch. All right.
Yeah, oh man, they
doing the things
though. Remember that one dude like
commenting
that was on the video?
And
you gonna let him talk, you gotta roast his ass right
here. Also, hey, that shit crazy, G. Like, man. Damn, them was the days, bro. Man, I remember, London, hey, I swear to God, I remember clear as day when you first brought me over there, G.
Oh.
I swear to God, G. Damn, G. That's crazy, cause like, what's it called? And you remember, like, I remember, Yoke and Antonio used to roast each other. I still got like one of the things I filmed was them roasting each other, and something about like Antonio said something about Yoke's age and grade, and Yoke excuse was my birthday late, and I swear to God, bro, that's everybody excuse, bro. Phoebe, 15 years old and in 6th grade, my birthday late. Damn, how many times was it late? Damn, like, that was everybody's excuse, G. Real shit. Like, damn. Folks got razor bumps in the 7th grade, like, my birthday late. Fo, you smoking squares. Damn. Yeah. That shit crazy. But yeah, man, times done changed, yeah.
Everything done changed, shit.
I swear to God.
It's been a whole reality shit for this motherfucker.
Man.
Now you can feel like shit, be I identify as a Panther. Like, what the fuck?
Awesome, like, man.
I guess you just. Shit done changed.
Shit. Hey, it changed drastically. Hey, we definitely got to do this more often. Whenever you guys free, you know what I'm saying?
Just hit me on a weekend, shit. I'm free on a weekend. You hit me anytime on a weekend. Shout
out. Real talk, like, man, because, man, it's a lot of stuff we could talk about, but, you know what I'm saying, the episodes can only be so long. You know what I'm saying?
All right. We're going to do some serious talk, so we all go just joke around.
but no matter how serious it is, it always end up in a joke, though. You feel me?
I already know.
I swear to God, we can. Yeah, real shit. Like, we cannot take it serious for sure. And if you did that serious. I swear to God. But shit, though.
I'm going to call the IHOP. Like, wait a minute.
Man, G. Hey, so you know what I'm saying? I'm going to definitely wrap it up, though, man. It's an honor.
All right,
boss.
Y'all have a great day, great night.
All right, you too, y'all.
Yep.
Right. Yo, there you have it. You know what I'm saying? Another dope episode with my homies London and Holland. You know what I'm saying? 10+ years. You know what I'm saying? Great homies, more like family, if anything. There you have it, Smith, on the Smith Express Show. Let's get it. Yeah.